Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's all about, you know, expression, my legacy, you know, legacy songs. I released it in July. So I hope you like it, everybody, my album. It's a joy to make albums, you know. You know, make albums, communicate, do podcasts. My seventh album. So I hope you consider looking at Legacy Songs and the other albums that I released. Here's another one. And before I play, you know, I Do Love You, because I Do Love You, I've written by myself. All the songs on my Legacy album, I've written every one, but I sang. It's important for me to sing, because singing is, I consider the main part of the artistry, because I had to sing. You know, I started off as a rock singer in upstate New York, and then carried me to Hollywood. I'm going to talk about some other things that are important that I experienced was so bizarre. But before it appears, I Do Love You.
I really want to be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really want to hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know, really do? 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 I really want to love you. That's why I wanna marry you. You are the one for me.
I Do Love You. I wrote that by myself, but with all the other songs and Legacy Songs, I was involved in the songwriting, producing, lyric writing, etc. The idea of the song is so important, but it's important for me to sing it. As I became a creator and an ambitious person, I experienced what other, you know, much bigger celebrities have experienced. I personally don't consider myself. I consider myself as a tiny celebrity. I mean, people know me a little or know me somewhat, but, you know, what I mean is that I experience people because I was ambitious or because I had want to be somebody who are obsessed. And I tweet about this bizarre situation, you know, earlier on Twitter, but you know, it was really bizarre to experience someone who I lived next door 20 years ago, or two people who I never had no attraction to, and who keeps coming over to my, who followed me around 20 years. And they would think, I think it's because they think I'm a celebrity. And I guess I am, in the sense of being on YouTube and so on. I guess I am, and that's what I want to be. But you know, to everybody, if you have someone who's obsessed with you, keep away, protect yourself. You know, no one needs to go through that. If you're famous, and you know, having my videos on Vivo online and my ambitions, it was really difficult to deal with that, because this person can't move on with their lives. They were in love with me, somebody who I will never be attracted to them. I have no attraction to them. obviously don't have attraction to somebody who is obsessed, who can't move on, who's sick. But that happens to people who's in the industry. But I'm dealing with it, you know. I had to protect myself, learn what I need. But I don't want to let it stop me from creating, because creating is such an important part of who I am. And because I love to create, I have to be honest. I'm so honest, perhaps. And some people around me say I shouldn't be talking about those issues. You know, I shouldn't be tweeting about bizarre stuff. And, you know, it's my way of dealing with it is to be honest as I'm podcasting and creating, is to be honest about something, because I'm sure a lot of people, some people who are listening to my podcast might be dealing with those issues. You know, dealing with somebody who either, you know, who I don't know and who got obsessed. I mean, that's really beyond crazy. Or I have had, because of being on Twitter, people who from my hometown who haven't seen me in a long, long time and who haven't seen me in decades since I was a child come around and say, and all of a sudden come hang out and think I'm a, you know, celebrity or getting too nosy. And I thought that was bizarre too and crazy too. So, you know, but, you know, I'm pretty sure if I get bigger, they might be around. So I have to be careful. You know, I have to live my life. I didn't realize the dark side of fame is to attract people who are crazy. You know, they hear my music or so on. But I'm okay. You know, I realized that was what happened. But I had to continue to live my life and continue to be safe. You know, like I write music with legacy songs and so on. And I'm okay. You know, it was really experience with someone who was because of, I have a little celebrity. I'm not that big, but that is my aspirations. I hope I didn't scare anyone with this. I mean, because it is the truth. You know, somebody needs to do what people who get obsessed. I mean, they need help, mental health. But at the same time, the most important thing is I continue to create, because my legacy is our artistry, singing, songwriting, producing, and so on. It's important that I live my life and continue to be who I need to be. But it's also important for me to be aware of the reality of this world, tell the truth, and be aware of the precautions. I was so surprised about this because, you know, most people on this planet would never do something like that. But it's important that we each stay safe. And that's why I talk about this, and it's important to get it off my chest. Now, back to Legacy Songs. Legacy Songs is just a collection of music that I created for the last 7 albums, you know. And I just put some in. I also have this one that's called Love is Spiritual. Love is Spiritual, I was playing, I played a keyboard music that I made up on my own on the keyboard. Now, I Do Love You was like, it came natural because I wrote it on the keyboard and I wrote the words. Now, if you listen to all the other songs, I was in a studio working with someone else, and it was such a joy to do. It really was a joy to create and make music. And that was my dream and still is, to be a success in music. Now, some people would say, and, you know, my critics would say that I should not be taking all the credit. I said, When it comes to the songs, I'm not the only songwriter. I always give credit to a guy named David because we worked on there both. Now, other people have told me when I talk about, I'm going to get back to what I was saying about am I okay or, you know, is everything okay with me when I talk about issues related to what I just talked about with obsessions. I'm fine, you know. I'm not stupid. You know, I have to do what I need to do, but I'm okay. I had to continue to live in my life and continue to be a creator as well as an intellectual. And if you have any concerns about what I said on this podcast, please contact me at DoveNeedsLove22. Because I like to be honest with my audience, because I know people who listen to me have stated that I speak about things that they are experiencing in their daily lives. So I'm glad to mention it. And being an artist and being a podcaster, I have to be honest. But I'm not going to go over, I'm not going to be controversial. I'm not going to say something that's derogatory to somebody or offensive, or do anything like that. I try to be very appreciative. There were some podcasts that I joked around, but I really am very, very honest. And I'm okay. Because I'm okay to talk to you, because podcasting is a part of creativity, just like writing and singing, especially singing songs. That's what I was born to do. I had to continue to live my life. But I also, and another part of my artistry, is to take my experiences that I feel and talk about them, not just write about them, like Outkast, and there were songs like Tragedy Is Not What I Am. I dedicated to 9/11 because, the victims of 9/11 are heroes. They always will be saluted as heroes and not victims. They're heroes. Because tragedy is about overcoming obstacles. And I write about my own experiences of tragedies and hardship, like the one I just mentioned, in songs to help me interpret what I experience. And what I experience is very honest and genuine. And I know people will say, oh, it can't not be, or something wrong, or I kind of sound like I'm crazy. I am telling the truth, and I'm not. It's not crazy. It's just blatant honesty. But it's all PG-13. But again, if you have any questions about what I said on this podcast about someone obsessed because I was thought I was going to be a celebrity or something like that, please contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. You can find me the Real Dove Knight Professional. And I know that experience things like that, acute things like that, would affect anyone or my mental health. But my mental health is fine. As I tweeted about it on Twitter, Facebook, and as I talked about it, I am perfectly fine. Because if I wasn't, I would have told you guys a long time ago. Because being a podcaster, I have, as well as a singer, songwriter, artist, I have to be honest. Well, anyway, I do love you. It's such a joy to write about. It really is, because it's, I was inspired by relationships, around me, and it's something that comes from, the lack of love in my life, and then finding it directly and indirectly with people and situations that inspired me to write. So I do love you. It's so important, because I feel that love is the most important tool in this universe. And since love is the most important tool in the universe, I feel it's essential that I write about it, but most importantly, sing. So I wanted to let you know these situations, because we are all in this together, and my music is so important to me because I made it for you. I am a professional singer-songwriter, and if anyone has any questions or concerns about what I've said or tweeted on Twitter or Facebook, anyone or who has concerns, please contact me, because I like to know what's going on out there, because the situation is I don't want anyone to have any preconceived notions without knowing me, because everything I say is honest and fair. And I do believe that podcasting is a way for me to express myself and to talk about the situations related to my music, because my creativity is so important, because I've been doing it such a very, very long time, decades, since I was a child. So my music is there for you. And again, I hope that what I said is clear and concise for you to listen. And remember, we're all in this together. That's why I always say, may all your wishes and dreams come true on this planet. Like I hope mine come true, because we all deserve to make you happy. May God bless you all. Good day, good night from Dove Night.